You're listening to SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Brian Barrett and the Benchwarmers.
All right, and we are brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter today for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/now. That's ZipRecruiter/now to try ZipRecruiter for free. All right, a lot going on with the Lakers as we get ready for free agency. Harrison Fagan covers the Lakers for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at HMFagan. Harrison, thank you so much for some time today.
Thanks for having me on, guys. This should be fun.
Anytime. So, hey, let's start off with this Paul George thing. The recruiting pitch has been leaked all over the World Wide Web. Harrison, what's going on there?
Yes, this morning. That story was so unexpected that I actually had to message one of my editors at SB Nation and say, like, hey, does this look like it's like a prank or a parody to you? Because I was reading through this thing, and Sports Illustrated had the original leak of the transcript. And I was like, I mean, it's the kind of thing that, you know, it was written like a legitimate news story, but because of how bizarre it was that something like that would leak, it almost seemed like it was something coming from The Onion, because it was that kind of stuff. It just usually doesn't come out. Sometimes we get details, but we almost never get the script of these videos.
Yeah, Harrison, it seemed like that Paul George, no questions asked, he was going to go to the Lakers, but now we're talking about he could sign a one-year deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder and then get an opt-out. How worried are the Lakers about not landing Paul George now?
You know, like, I think there is optimism around the Lakers that they can sign him still. And I know there's definitely a lot of optimism around Los Angeles. I know that there's more of that now after this morning when he announced that he would be doing that that ESPN documentary, kind of the three-part series on his free agency. And the press release for that specifically mentioned that he was a Palmdale, like Los Angeles, Southern California native. And to me, I just think it would be kind of a bizarre decision to go through that three-part series if you were just going to re-sign where you were. And, you know, there was also wording in there that was talking about once his decision is revealed and all that stuff, that makes it kind of sound a little bit like he's already made his mind up. And, you know, there have been scattered reports that his family wants him to be in Los Angeles. And he said over and over again that I'm going to do what's best for my family. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he really is that close with Russell Westbrook, and maybe he is really that determined to stay in Oklahoma City. But I kind of see him signing with the Lakers when it's all said and done over the next week or, you know, 2 weeks.
Harrison, let's just assume, you know, that Paul George does stay in Oklahoma City. Would LeBron James go to L.A. without a Paul George or even a Kawhi Leonard this summer?
I think there's been enough smoke there that about this not really being about the other guys, this not really being about making sure that he can build his next super team. It's about, again, like what's best for his family and the best situation for himself. And I think, honestly, from a cap space perspective and from like a young assets perspective and from an off the court kind of opportunities perspective, I think Los Angeles is a really attractive option for LeBron, whether or not they can trade for Kawhi Leonard before LeBron signs there, or whether or not they can sign Paul George or have him ready to sign on the dotted line when LeBron signs there. I think that the team has tons of cap space to go and add pieces either this summer or next summer alongside LeBron. I can confirm from living in Southern California that it is very nice to live here. And so I think there's the whole aspect. I know there was that thing that came out today that LeBron wasn't going to take extensive, crazy pitch meetings. But Magic, he is, you would assume, going to talk to these teams. And one of the few people that can go to the table and tell LeBron, like, hey, I can help you build your brand is Magic Johnson. There aren't a lot of people, like maybe Magic, Michael Jordan, and maybe Kobe are the only people that could sit down with LeBron and actually tell him that they could help him in that aspect. And I just think that there's a lot to like about Los Angeles for him, even outside of Kawhi possibly signing Paul George or trading for Kawhi Leonard.
It's hard to believe, but the Lakers have been out of the playoffs for five straight years. We're putting a lot of pressure on the Lakers for this offseason to get one of those big names. How big is this offseason in reality, though? Can they fail and not get the Paul George, not get the LeBron James, and continue on into the 2019 offseason and still feel okay? Or is this as make or break as we're making it seem?
So I don't think that it's actually make or break. I think from a like from a perspective standpoint, it kind of is. If they, you know, all the billboards going up and the recruiting meeting leaking and all this talk about like Vegas has the odds, Vegas has set the odds really, really high. Like LeBron, last I checked, they were the favorites for LeBron and Paul George. And so like all that stuff fuels a perception amongst fans and amongst the fan base, like, hey, these guys are probably coming, or there's a pretty good chance, and the Lakers are going to assemble a super team. So I do think short term, if they don't do that, this summer will be considered a failure. Long term, they do have a really, really good young core that just won, you know, like 35 games while dealing with a bunch of injuries and while, you know, having all the issues that they dealt with this year, aside from just like being really young. And normally young players don't win games or play good defense, things that this team did both of a lot this season. And so I think even if they don't sign, they don't assemble this super team this summer, I think they still are they still have a pretty promising future. Although I don't think that that's how people are going to be talking about it after they don't sign these guys, if they don't sign them, if that makes sense.
Harrison Fagan is with us. He covers the Lakers for SB Nation. Follow him on Twitter at HM Fagan. Harrison, okay, so let's go with the hypothetical that they do land LeBron James. How do you think that bodes for somebody like Lonzo Ball, with the factor that LeVar Ball and everything that he's done off the court? Do you think LeBron James is going to want Lonzo and therefore LeVar out of town if that happens? And if so, if they do get LeBron, I have to imagine that if he says, hey, I don't want to play with Lonzo and have LeVar around, that they would be willing to move him right away, correct?
I kind of do believe that if LeBron actually came in and said, I don't want to play with Lonzo or I don't want to have LeVar around, I do think that I think that the Lakers would probably try to make that a discussion rather than a dictation. But I think ultimately, if that's what it takes to get LeBron, you kind of have to do that. He's the best player on the planet. But I am not so sure that that's actually a thing. I know that that's become a popular narrative around this recruitment of, oh, like, you know, LeVar, there was a lot made of his comments about LeBron's kids and LeBron telling him to keep my kids' names out of your mouth. But I think that a lot of that was kind of like lost. It almost became a game of telephone, where I don't think that LeVar was intending to criticize LeBron. And I don't think that LeBron is going to let another player's father kind of dictate his free agency destination. And, you know, if you look at over the past year, LeBron's went out of his way to wish Lonzo a happy birthday on Twitter. He doesn't do that for a lot of players, like not even really his own teammates, I don't think. And he has gone out of his way to praise Lonzo in the media multiple times. And so, like, while being asked about the Lakers as a whole and not just Lonzo. And so on the court, they would fit really, really well together, because LeBron has already, like, it's been out there that he wants to play off the ball a little bit more next year. Lonzo is somebody that can help him do that. That whenever kind of whenever two ball handlers kind of get together in the NBA, there's always the storyline of, oh, can they play together? There's only one ball. But I don't think that that's actually an issue. In the NBA, we've seen with the Warriors, you need multiple ball handlers to be able to be a really, really good team. And I think that Lonzo being able to play off the ball a little bit more would be really good for his game. We saw at UCLA that he is a really strong cutter. He's a really smart off the ball player, and it would probably help his shooting as well. And then for LeBron, that's somebody that is going to find him and put him in a position to succeed sometimes, rather than him always having to create everything himself. So I don't really see why I don't buy the whole Lonzo is an issue if LeBron comes narrative.
Who, if anyone, is untouchable on this Lakers roster?
I don't think that anybody is untouchable. That's kind of been out there. I think if, you know, like, say the Spurs call up and they say, you know, we want Ingram and Josh Hart and like a future first for Kawhi or something. Like, I don't think that any one individual player is untouchable. I don't think that the Lakers would ship them all out just to like move Luol Deng's contract or something like that. I think they like these guys, and I think they're as close to untouchable as you can be. But even Magic Johnson has said that nobody is untouchable.
All right. What does Laker Nation, how do they feel about the Mo Wagner pick in the first round?
I think that there was a certain amount. This has actually become kind of a yearly tradition in, like, on Lakers Twitter, especially, and among Lakers fans. The Lakers have a late first round pick, and they pick somebody, and everybody kind of freaks out. They say who, and then like eventually it kind of comes out that, hey, this guy's like kind of an okay player. So I think if Wagner had been the pick like 3 years ago when it was Larry Nance Jr., there would have been a certain amount of freaking out. But we've seen this with Larry Nance Jr., where everybody freaked out, and then it turned out he was a pretty good player. And then we saw it last year, especially with Kyle Kuzma, where he was such a good player that he, like, forced Larry Nance Jr. out of the team's future plans to some degree. And so I think that there's a little bit of trust in the scouting department, even if there was a little bit of initial bewilderment and people saying, like, oh, this might be a reach, but, you know, it's the Lakers scouting department, and they've been pretty solid in this range. And, you know, if you go to Silver Screen and Roll today, we have a pretty good scouting report up on him from our own Laker film room. And Wagner looks like he's going to be really, really good offensively. I think the real question is he going to be a good enough defender to stay on the floor? Because that was a big part of the Lakers' success last year. But, you know, he does look like somebody that if the Lakers sign a LeBron or they sign a Paul George, like, he'd be a guy that was pretty solid to play alongside them. He hustles. He plays well off the ball. He's a good screener in the pick and roll. He can space the floor. So he looks like a really, really good offensive fit for this team. I think the question is, how good of a defender can he build himself into?
We love looking at the big names, the Paul Georges, the possible Kawhi Leonard trade, LeBron James. But who's an underrated signing in this free agent market that you think the Lakers are going to go after? Maybe a bench player or just a role player that doesn't have a big name?
I mean, I don't know about bench players because so much of the focus has been on LeBron and Paul George and where those dominoes will fall. But I think that if they do sign one of those guys, a guy that I'm increasingly like thinking that is a possibility that they could sign if those guys come is Dwayne Wade. Like, we saw Vegas have the odds pretty high for him to end up in Los Angeles. I think they were like the second favorite to sign him behind him returning to Miami. And, you know, I think if LeBron and, you know, if maybe like Chris Paul or even Paul George go there, Dwayne Wade could kind of fill out that banana boat a little bit to on like a lesser deal in order to try and win one more with his friends. And we even saw him mention kind of strangely in that Paul George documentary announcement that one of the first episodes was going to focus on him talking to Dwayne Wade and getting advice from him. So we know that they're close to some degree. So I think if the big names come, Dwayne Wade is kind of a guy to keep an eye on.
All right, that's Harrison Fagan from SB Nation, covers the Lakers. Harrison, just before we let you go, we got about 30 seconds left. So your prediction when we start the season next year, who's going to be on the Lakers?
I think Paul George and LeBron are going to be on the Lakers next season. I have a pretty good sense that that is going to happen.
All right, that's Harrison Fagan. Follow him on Twitter at HMFagan for all your Lakers news. He covers the Lakers, of course, for SB Nation. Harrison, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, a lot more to get into with the free agency. Paul George, this recruiting thing getting leaked. Not a good look for the Lakers, but nonetheless, it looks like Paul George is deciding between Oklahoma City and the Lakers, so we'll see what he decides to do. LeBron James, also the biggest name free agent out there. Well, somebody else in his family was making headlines over the weekend. We'll get to that next right here on SB Nation Radio.